You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz. This is our latest look at the Cleveland Indians. I'm joined by Jordan Bastian, and we are here at Tribe Fest. Actually, we're here at the prelude to Tribe Fest. We're recording this a little in advance here.
In a saloon. Show you.
Yeah, I don't want to get into how the sausage is made, but we're actually recording this a few days early because we had the opportunity to do it live, and that's a good thing. And we're at the, what is this called? The Wild Horse
Wild
Saloon.
Wild Eagle Saloon.
Wild Eagle Saloon.
Yes.
Well, it's a good place if you want to play some indoor bocce ball and catch up with Corey Kluber.
There you go.
We actually are fresh off the announcement. The All-Star Game coming to Cleveland in 2019. Hasn't been here since 1997. Pretty exciting thing for the Indians.
Yeah, and I think, you know, being at the press conference today with Commissioner Manfred and Indians owner Paul Dolan and everybody else who we spoke with, you know, I think the biggest takeaway here is, you know, this wasn't a decision that was made this year. I mean, this was a five-year process to lead up to this moment. A lot went into it. Other teams had bids, and the Major League Baseball was really impressed with the Indians' bids. That's why it's coming back to an American League city. And I think the renovations that they did over the last several years played a role in improving the ballpark and convincing Major League Baseball that, you know, this was a great place to showcase the event.
Yeah, it's great for the city of Cleveland as well. A lot of things have been happening downtown. The RNC. Hey, we got Carlos Carrasco playing ping pong by us. This is already an improving podcast. But all right, good for Cleveland, good for the Indians. But that's something to look forward to in 2019. For now, looking ahead to 2017, and there's been another new addition since we last spoke. JB, Austin Jackson comes aboard on a minor league deal. Obviously some outfield depth there, potential center field help.
Yeah, I think it's a good no-risk move coming into camp on a minor league deal, non-roster invited. Just adds that extra layer of depth and insurance. You know, as a right-handed hitter who can play center field and play the corners, you know, he could add some a complementary piece to Tyler Naquin and Lonnie Chisenhall if they're going to be used again, mostly against right-handed pitching. And then it also just adds another layer in the event that Michael Brantley hits any snags. You know, you now have an extra body, a guy with big league experience who could potentially just give you that extra layer of insurance.
Yeah, I think there's a great value in that because, losing Rajay Davis, that production they got from the outfield spot, I mean, he saved them in a lot of ways with the way the outfield shook out. So we'll see what Austin Jackson has left in the tank. But yeah, by and large, it seems like the Indians are still active in pursuing depth pieces. I'm sure the bullpen is still a priority here between now and spring training, or maybe even during spring training. There's so many arms out there, but it seems like more on the minor league side of things, minor league signings, bring some bodies to camp and see what shakes out.
Right. I mean, there could be another major league free agent reliever that they consider, but I think you're right. I think as we get to this point, you're looking more at guys that are falling into that minor league non-roster range, guys who maybe you even make a handshake agreement with for when they come into spring, knowing that they have a realistic shot at making the team, even if they are in camp as a non-roster invite. We've seen that plenty of times over the last couple years, especially in the bullpen for the Indians. So I think that will be a priority here coming up to spring, and also examining some utility options. You know, Michael Martinez isn't on the roster anymore. You know, is Yandy Diaz a consideration for a bench job, or can they target somebody from outside the organization for a utility-type role that could help make the roster even more versatile for manager Terry Francona? So I think those are going to be the continued priorities as we get closer to spring training.
The Austin Jackson signing, part of that is just some uncertainty in the outfield. In general, a lot of that revolves around Michael Brantley. What do they get from Michael Brantley this season? It was the question we had a year ago. It's the question we'll have here in 2017 as well. We know what the front office has said throughout the winter, but you had a chance to catch up with the Indians hitting coaches about Brantley. What do they see from him right now?
Yeah, well, Ty Van Berkelio hadn't seen him in person, but he had heard nothing but encouraging reports that he was really eager to get in the cage and take a look at his swing. Matt Quattaro, who's the assistant hitting coach, was in Cleveland at the mini camp here this week, and he got to see him in the cage and said he was really encouraged by what he saw. But again, you know, there's a lot of cautious optimism you know, going back to last year where it's going to take until he gets into games and into several games in a row for them to really get a realistic read on where he is health-wise. I think what is also encouraging at this point is when you compare to a year ago, he hadn't even started hitting off a tee yet at this point a year ago. It was after we were all in spring training, that's when he started the non-contact swings, the dry swings. So I think the fact that he's already hitting off a tee, I mean, that's a positive step. Soft toss could be coming soon. So he's a year ahead of where he was a year ago. I think that's the positive.
All right, well, now we have a special treat because we told you Carlos Carrasco was playing ping pong in the background earlier in the podcast, and now he's going to join.
Not very well.
The podcast. Very special guest. How's your ping pong game, by the way?
I'm terrible. I just went over there to try to have a little fun, but I'm terrible.
Obviously, baseball game is much stronger, and the way your season ended was disappointing for you, for the club, with the broken hand in September. How are things coming along as you progress from that injury?
You know what? Everything's coming good. So now I've been throwing 120, 150 now, and I'm so excited to get spring training and start, you know, get more with my teammates. And I can't wait to start the season. So I think we have unfinished business, and I think we are pretty strong right now with the adding Ernie Encarnacion, and we lose Napoli too, but it's part of the baseball. But pretty much all the guys in here, so we kind of talked a little bit. But we're all excited.
120, 150 miles per hour? No, feet.
Oh, feet.
I know, I'm kidding. Baseball aside, I mean, you've had a really busy offseason. You went to Cuba, Dominican Republic. I know your family was very active in Venezuela. Mm-hmm. Can you just tell us a little bit more about some of the charity things you were doing this winter?
You know what? It's nothing to hide in Venezuela. Everyone knows what happened in Venezuela, so we don't have food. We don't have anything, medical supplies. So I've been sending medical supplies down there, food. We did a toy drive in December, so we sent it over there. So it's something that I love to do. You know, I always say this, but it's something that I can continue to do. So keeping me busy a little bit, even the off season. So I get to travel to Dominican Republic, Cuba, Venezuela. I don't know. Yeah, it's not good to go down there right now. So it made me feel good. So no, a lot of people helped me too. To get all this stuff to send it over there.
Carlos, obviously the big news here in Cleveland this offseason was the signing of Edwin Encarnacion, as you mentioned. You've been in this organization a long time. You're one of the longest tenured members of the club by this point. And you've seen, I mean, generally speaking, it's been more of the one-year deals with veteran-type guys. But to go out and make a big splash like that with one of the top, you know, free agent bats in the market is something out of their character. How surprised were you by that? How excited are you about that?
You know what? I was really excited. He got a lot of offers, and he made the decision coming here. And thanks God we got him. So every time when I face this, I don't have to face that guy anymore. So, but everyone is excited. Right away when we signed him, so I sent in a text to Chris, congratulations to bring him home. So I think every time when somebody say we're gonna face the Indians, so. We had the starting rotation, we had the bullpen, and adding Encarnacion, the position plays, everything's been great.
Carlos, last week, you know, there was some tough news in baseball. You were a teammate of Andy Martez, and you obviously knew Yordano Ventura from playing against him. Just what was it like to get that news, especially knowing Marte the way you did?
Man, we played together. I think we played together in 2009 and 10, but I get that noon and maybe 7:30 in the morning from my agent. Andy Martinez passed away, and a couple hours later we hear about Ventura. So it's something. It's painful because we play. We did a lot of stuff together with Ventura. Every time when we face Kansas City, he pitched. He's a great pitching, but you know what? I always say we need to take care of ourselves, what we're doing, and it's really sad day in baseball, man.
Carlos, what is this like for you guys? You're going to have a target on your back. You guys came up one game short, of course, in the World Series, but you are the American League champions. You have added on with Encarnacion. You are back. Danny's back in the rotation. You guys are going to be the team to beat in a lot of ways.
Yeah, you know what? I think everyone feel excited about this team right now, and the organization, they did a big move to bring Encarnacion. I just talked to Denny Salazar when we practiced down there in Tampa, so he told me our team is going to be great now. So now every time when they say, okay, we're going to face the Cleveland Indians, so they're going to come in a little bit intimidated. Yeah, and it's a way different. I had different feeling to know Encarnacion is going to be there for us. No hand. So a lot of guys, pretty much all the guys they're bringing back, except Napoli.
And also, I mean, this last year you saw the Cavs won. You guys went to the World Series, and now the announcement comes that you guys are going to get the All-Star game in 2019. Just what's it mm-hmm. like to be a part of this organization right now in the city right now? Just all the things that have been happening.
Man, the city has been great. So as soon as the Cavs won the championship and everything on Twitter, Instagram, they went crazy. Now you guys, your turn. And it's something that that I said before, nobody believed us in the middle of the season with the ups and downs. And as soon as we passed to the postseason, they said the Blue Jays going to sweep out the Boston too. But you know what? We get to the seventh game. Mm-hmm. We lost that game, but I feel really happy with my teammate. I have so much respect for everyone, but including the three guys, Kluber, Tomlin, and Bauer, I have so much respect to them. So they carried the whole postseason to the last game.
All right, good stuff as always from Carlos Carrasco. I want to thank him for being a very special guest on our little dog and pony show, and we'll let him get back to his ping pong game. I also want to thank Jordan Bastian. This has been MLB.com Extras, Cleveland Indians edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.